Good morning, PJ Collins of the Australian Arts Party, and how's it all going?
Oh, good morning. Oh, look, things are going great. I mean, we're in the last 5 days now before the election. The real number one job now is managing volunteers, making sure that flyers and T-shirts go out to everybody to get ready so they know where they're going, and basically to, hand them out at polling stations on Saturday. So that in itself is quite a job, and it's been split between all the states and basically the candidates and other volunteers helping to manage it. But I've drawn the short straw for New South Wales, so I've got a whole pile of stuff to do here as well. So, look, it's good. I think we've kicked a lot of goals, and we've done an amazing job with very little over the last couple of months. And I have no idea how Saturday's going to turn out, but I think we've given it a really good go, and I think it's going to be it's going to be interesting, put it that way. Let's see what happens.
Well, it's all those things that people don't think about when you actually want to start a political party, that there's an immense amount of backroom work, isn't there?
Oh, well, it's been huge amounts, absolutely, and I think the biggest challenge of all, because again, given that it's a volunteer organisation, that nobody's been paid anything. Every single dollar that's been given in donations has just gone straight out to pay for flyers or corflutes or signs or some sort of marketing, advertising. It just means that, there's huge amounts of goodwill and passion that the membership and the volunteers have put into. But it's quite tough to manage a national organisation where nobody's getting paid, and that's a challenge. So, beyond that, as you say, I mean, that is a massive one in itself, and but the only ongoing charge that we've got as a party is the back end system that manages memberships and also runs our website, which is $300 a month that we have to pay for that, but it's. We have to. It's like essential, because without that we'd be really, at sea. We'd be spreadsheets all over the shop. But in terms of the next steps for us is really very much about registering in all the states and getting ready for candidates to stand in local elections as well as state elections across the country. And I think that's a really exciting future angle for us. But that involves even more organisation. So it's a real, there's a never-ending workload in terms of keeping this up and effective. But then, I guess the more people that get involved, the more people that get on board, the more the more hands there are to help out and to make it work. And who knows, down the line, there might actually be some money at some point to pay someone something because, if that is the only way forward in the end. So hopefully we'll have enough success at this election to be able to get something in from the Electoral Commission so that, maybe we can just get an administrator on, a full-time person. I personally cannot carry on working full-time on this for no money. I've got to get a job after this election. So it's just the challenge is, can we find enough donations and support ongoing so that we can actually get somebody on board to keep the wheels moving? Between election cycles, basically. Well, in this country, there's so many elections on a federal, state, and local level that, there's not generally too many gaps between another election happening. So, that's the clear future for us, to be ready and organized for every single time there's the opportunity to elect people to lead our communities, because we need arts spokespeople in all our communities, on every level. So, the challenge.
We're assuming the absolute best and that we do get an arts spokesman into the Senate, at least there. And how do you think they'll be effective as a representative of the arts? Is it just that it focuses people's attention once and for all on the importance and the validity of the arts, or will we be able to get some concrete changes made?
Oh, I think it would be an amazing thing to have somebody, who's dedicated to putting the focus on people, putting the focus on communities, making that their number one role, is to get the best deal out of all of the other political groups and whoever's in charge, to make sure that that they look after us as communities across the country, and us as for the opportunity to explore our creative side and the artistic side that's in all of us and unites all of us. I think it's it would be a massive win for Australian culture, full stop. So, you know, that would just be, and of course, what are we heading towards as well? It looks like we're going to be heading towards a very, very tight Senate, very tight House of Representatives. I mean, I doubt there's going to be anywhere near the majority that this current government has after this election, whether they win or Labour win in the House of Reps. But again, the Senate will be really tight. I still remember Clive Palmer essentially having such an unbelievable grip on the upper house in this country just a few years ago. And I mean, you know, the fact that, you know, a party like that with the cult of personality of Clive Palmer, well, that's burnt out and that's gone. But, you know, if we were in a scenario where there was, again, a handful of independents, including a senator for the arts that held the balance of power in the Senate, wow, imagine that. That would be incredible. Like, you know, that would be an amazingly powerful position. And it would be just great for all of us because we're just, that's what we're focused on, is the best deal for all of us as Australians in every sense and how we develop to be the best we can be. And that's what that senator would be for. To help every one of us be the best we can be in terms of education, in terms of engagement, community, in terms of starting businesses, and in terms of prosperity, basically. But it's through creativity and community. That's where prosperity comes from.
It does too. And we wish everyone in the Australian Arts Party the best of luck in the coming few days. And
thank you
so much. And we're going to follow you up a little bit after the election too. We'll see what the wash-up's like, I think, too, which will be terrific. And we do wish you luck with getting a real job, PJ.
Well, this is a real job. It's just an unpaid one. That's the problem.
That's like most jobs in the arts.
Yes, well, that's true. That's pretty fitting. Although at least you get something generally somewhere in the arts, but this is a complete zero. But, you know, there's a lot of love. There's a lot of passion. So, you know, I have no regrets. I'm very happy we did this. And I may have lost a bit more hair and, you know, turned slightly greyer over the last 12 months, but it's worth it. So onwards and upwards.